Things are heating up. So let's break it all down with a guy with as much insight as anybody, the great Connor Hughes. Does a fine job for SNY. Connor, Sean Morash, Evan Roberts, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
Excellent. So when do they hire John Harbaugh? Do they do it by the end of tomorrow? Like, how quickly are they going to pull this off?
Well, they still have to go through the whole process. And I don't necessarily mean the process with Harbaugh. I think if they could have the way that they wanted, yeah, they would probably hire him just about on the spot. But they still have to go through the Rooney Rule process and go through the multiple in-person interviews with minorities and things of that nature. So this is going to take time, but make no doubt about it. I mean, he seems to be the guy that they want from everything I've heard.
Now, Connor, when it comes to Joe Shane and John Harbaugh, I know there's varying reports out there that wouldn't be a deterrent. Do you think internally Joe Shane is really going to push harder for a guy like Stefanski because he's worried about his own job with the John Harbaugh coming in?
That is the thing. That's such a great question, Sean, because I think that's what fascinates me the most, because I dug on this, and it was once Harbaugh was let go and you knew the Giants were going to be interested in it, and I made calls to – I've been fortunate enough to be around enough people now that have worked with Harbaugh or know Harbaugh, and I've heard conflicting things. You know, some people told me, no way in heck he's going to want to work with Joe Shane. Other people told me, no, there's going to be no way, it wouldn't be a deterrent at all. He would absolutely take it. So I've heard conflicting things about it. What I fall back on is that if you're Joe Shane and you are the one who is leading this search, and for all intents and purposes seems to be the guy that is the front man for this search and doing all of the work and in these interviews and taking guys out to dinner and all that stuff, why would you even be entertaining someone if you had a fear that he's going to come in and immediately boot you out? I mean, again, that's not a source thing. That's just me falling back on logic. Like, I can't imagine he would do that. I mean, I could see this being a one-year relationship potentially, and then if it doesn't work, Shane moves on and the Giants move forward with Harbaugh. I don't necessarily know, but I don't think that this will be Shane saying, hey, we need to go with Stefanski instead of Harbaugh, trying to save his own. You know what? Because at the end of the day, when you compare the resumes and you compare the type of coach Harbaugh is, there's a reason why teams with coaches are calling about him, let alone the Giants not doing everything they can to try to get him.
So on that note, unfortunately, you've been here for plenty of coaching changes in the New York locals. Is there ever going to be a point in time where John Harbaugh is in a room with people involved with the Giants that Joe Shane is also not in the same room at the same time?
I don't know the answer to that. I mean, I guess you're talking like if this gets to an interview point where you know, they say, okay, you know, it's just the Tisch or it's just Mara or whoever. I don't know.
Just because if John doesn't want to work with Joe, it's very hard to say that with Joe in the room. You know what I mean?
Correct. Yeah. Look, I think here's the thing. If you hire somebody like Kevin Stefanski, or you hire somebody like Mike McCarthy, or you hire one of these coordinating guys, which, you know, whether it's Shula or Minter, guys who have absolutely resumes that are deserving of head coaching consideration and potentially head coaching jobs, Sean, these are guys that are going to get jobs. And when they are in there, it's going to be, okay, you're the head coach. That's the general manager. You're going to have your role. General manager is going to have your role. Collaborative, working together, but it's going to be one and one. You know what I mean? It's going to be one over here, one over there. When you bring in somebody like Harbaugh, it's immediately his show. It's his. And it's I wouldn't say it's neutering Joe Shane's power in any way, shape, or form. He's still going to be controlling the draft. But if you're going by the quote-unquote final say, almost comparing it in a way to what the Jets right now have with Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji, Aaron Glenn has final say on everything. Darren Mooji is still the general manager. He's making the draft picks. But the final say and the main voice of the deciding factor, if it's a 50-50 vote, it's going to be Aaron Glenn. That's the case when you hire somebody like Harbaugh. He becomes the extra vote. His voice carries more weight when you're somebody who is of his stature and has accomplished what he's accomplished.
You brought up the J word, the Jets.
Yeah.
I am a supporter of Aaron Glenn coming back for a second season, but when John Harbaugh became available, my thought was, this is the guy we were waiting for. This is the culture changer. This is everything the Jet fan has dreamt of, really, since Rex was gone. Like, this is the guy that can change everything.
Yep.
Is Woody Johnson at all using any back channels to just get a sense if John Harbaugh would have interest in being the savior for the New York Jets?
Look, if Woody's making his own calls and sending his own texts and telling nobody, I mean, look, back in week two, was it? I mean, or before, I'm sorry, not week two, but I found out about it week two. Before Micah Parsons was traded, it was Woody and Jerry had a conversation about trading for Parsons. So, I mean, yeah, I don't have Woody's phone. I have no idea if he sent a text or called somebody just off doing his own thing. But I can tell you that I looked into this yesterday and I did some digging on it. And what I was told was that the Jets have no interest, basically, in Harbaugh, that they are fully and completely committed to Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji, and they are moving forward with Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji, and they're very excited for the 2026 season. They're not pursuing Harbaugh. They're not doing what the Dolphins are doing right now with Mike McDaniel under contract. It's nothing like that. They are committed to Aaron Glenn. And look, Evan, I agree with you. I mean, it's funny because last year's coaching cycle, there were two names out there that were pretty much the no-doubt bona fide, these guys are as slam-dunk hires as you can possibly imagine. And it was the guy who's been there and done that, and it was Mike Vrabel. And on the coordinating ranks, it was Ben Johnson. Those are the two guys that were like, oh, A-plus, A-plus-plus hires. This cycle, there wasn't that guy. So the Jets could kind of always fall back on like, well, it's not like, you know, we hired Aaron and we're not, well, look, who else would we get that's better? Harbaugh is the domino that fell that changed everything because Harbaugh is now on that Vrabel level.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He is that type of a guy. But no, the Jets are completely and totally committed to Aaron Glenn.
I guess that's noble of them, but I would be seedier than that. Now, that's just me. I mean, because, and no offense to Glenn, because I've been fighting with Jet fans about keeping him for a second season, but this feels like a game changer. It feels like this is where I would pivot off of that, and it doesn't feel like the Jets feel the same way, which is...
I wouldn't say... See, here's the thing, though, is that there's just so many other things that would need to happen before, and this, again, this is not reporting or sourcing, but like this hypothetical world where Harbaugh becomes the Jets coach, there's so many things that need to happen because the Jets can't just fire Aaron Glenn and hire Harbaugh. They would have to fire Aaron Glenn, then go through the same interview process of doing the Rooney rule and interviewing these guys and doing that. And there's also no guarantee that something doesn't happen last second where, hey, say the Giants come in with $10 million more a year, hypothetically, to get Harbaugh. And suddenly I was like, yeah, you know what? I did want the Jets, but now I don't. You know, like it's not this Madden game where it's just, oh, there's Harbaugh. Let me fire this coach and hire the next one. You know what I mean? There's like so much that needs to happen there that it would be such a risk and potentially have so much blowback on their face of badness that it makes sense why they're moving forward for at least this year with Aaron Glenn.
Now, Connor, you referenced like that process that you would go through, and obviously the Giants are going through that process right now. So when it comes to flying Kevin Stefanski in and he meets and has dinner with the Giants right away, how much of a game of like chance do you think the Giants are playing here? Meeting with Stefanski right away, going through some of the couple of interviews. If Harbaugh wants to wait this out 2 weeks, weigh all the options. Do you think there's a scenario where the Giants could completely fumble this and Stefanski says, forget this, I'm taking the Falcon job, and they lose out on Harbaugh and him?
I don't think they lose out on both. No, I don't think they lose out on both those guys. I think they'll probably have either Harbaugh or Stefanski as their head coach. I do. And the difference here from other head coaching circles or other head coaching cycles that I've covered is that the Giants are the best option out there. I mean, the Ravens now, I guess you could throw them in there because they have Lamar, but they're going to be looking for a very specific candidate. So of the other, because again, Harbaugh's not going back to the Ravens, of the coaches that are available, the Giants are the number one. I mean, you're going to have, I know the cap space doesn't look so robust, but the contracts that the Giants have done are structured in a way that they can very easily create more cap space. They have a very high draft pick. They have an ownership that has proven to be, I know they've had the turmoil yet, but you know it's an ownership that wants to win. And there is something to, I know it hasn't been over the last 20 years or so, or the last 15 years or so, but there is something to this being the Giants franchise. Like, that carries weight. It's a desirable job and probably the best vacancy that's out there. So, no, I don't think this is going to be something where they do this dance with Harbaugh and over the last second, like, Harbaugh burns them to go to somebody else. I think the Giants are going to have a pretty good idea pretty soon if they're going to get Harbaugh or not. And then if they go through all the little processes that they have to do before the hiring becomes official, okay, but they're going to know. And ultimately, I think they have one of those two guys as this team's head coach.
We're talking to Connor Hughes of SNY. So for most people, not everybody, it's about power and it's about money. Those are usually the two very important factors. So let's start with power. We talked earlier about Joe Shane, if he'd be a hindrance or not. And Sean brought up the question like, hey, does John Harbaugh ever get to talk to ownership with Joe Shane not in the room? Assuming he does, and John Harbaugh says, I don't want Joe Shane, get rid of him. Do you get a sense that Giant ownership would acquiesce to someone like John Harbaugh and say, you know what, we will fire Joe Shane for you if you're willing to take the job?
If they were going to do it for anyone, I mean, on this coaching cycle, it would be Harbaugh. I mean, they're not going to do that for Kevin Stefanski.
Sure.
They're not going to do that for Minter. I mean, if somebody was going to do that, yeah, I mean, I think that they would have to consider it. I mean, look, this is a guy that, and I've been given no indication that that would happen or that they would want. Like, again, this is just thinking everything the Giants want in a head coach is Harbaugh.
No doubt.
They if you go through, and I remember when Daboll got fired, and I made some calls to people over in that building, and basically said, what are you looking for in your next guy? They basically read John Harbaugh's resume before anyone even knew Harbaugh was going to be available. It's somebody who has who is a proven winner, somebody who has success late in games. I know we can obviously joke about the way that it's gone the last couple of years, but whether it's the Mark Andrews drop or Lamar Jackson's order to double coverage or a missed field goal, I mean, that's not – it's a little bit different than the fourth quarter collapses the Giants have had. That's a different sort of story. But a proven winner, somebody from a successful organization, someone who's won the big game, who's been good in crunch time, who's developed quarterbacks, who's had success with different types of regimes, because the Ravens were an elite-level team with Joe Flacco and Harbaugh. Then they lost Flacco and got Lamar Jackson. They're still the elite-level guy, someone who can develop talent and set a culture and be the leader of men. It's Harbaugh. So it is everything the Giants are looking for is this guy. And from everything I've heard, it's a little bit of a reciprocation there that Harbaugh also wants the Giants. So I think it's a match made in heaven. And if he did come through and say that, I think that it would be something the Giants ownership would have to consider. But it would also be something a little bit here on Harbaugh when, again, the guy leading the search is Joe Shane. He's the one who's saying, hey, we need to talk to Harbaugh. We're the one who needs to bring him in. He's so good. And then for Harbaugh to be like, hey, get out of here, buddy.
So, yeah.
It would be, again, I'm not saying that's not going to happen. I don't know if it is. Again, I've heard conflicting things about it from people who know Harbaugh and have worked with him before. But it would probably be something they'd have to at least think about.
The other thing I'd wonder about, because I think we all agree that if you take a look at the list, you mentioned it earlier, of available coaching jobs, the Giants are towards the top of the list. The Ravens are up there, but they're NA for this because they fired John. But that list could also change. Like, if Buffalo gets knocked off, they fire Sean McDermott? The Eagle one is fascinating, and I know Art Stapleton tweeted it last night. I give him the credit for kind of putting it out there. But he has a history in Philly. He was there for a decade. Like, could the Eagles be this looming threat for John where ultimately, if that's a vacancy, his preference would be Philly over the Giants?
God, could you imagine, like, a coach who wins a Super Bowl, who has taken his team to the playoffs every single year that he's been there, already been to two Super Bowls, won the division this year, had the home playoff game. What'd they win, 11, 12 games? I guess 11 because they didn't play their starters against the Commanders.
Oh, who's counting, Connor?
I mean, that would be wild. I mean, look, I thought too, actually it's funny, I'm in a group chat with the other Giants writers like Pat Duggan and Dunleavy and those guys. And it was mentioned in there too. I'm like, you got to be kidding me! And then I saw Art tweeted. I was like, what are we doing? Like, what? But yeah, I think that would be a wild one. The one to keep an eye, I would think more so than Philly would be the Bills. That would be the one because there's been murmurs and rumblings about does Josh Allen and Sean McDermott. What is that relationship actually like? They haven't. They've been on the doorstep of the team that many believe is going to be a Super Bowl team. A Super Bowl team the last 6-7 years since they've had Josh Allen. Have never done it. You wonder if McDermott's just kind of run his course there, get somebody else in there, and Harbaugh would certainly be that guy. But that would probably be the one that I would keep an eye on more so than Philly. But you're right. You can never rule anything out with the Eagles. You really can. The one thing about that team, and I joke about this all the time, they have the dysfunction and the drama of like a 2 or 3 win football team. But they are so damn talented because of Howie Roseman that they win 12 and 11 games every single year. It's amazing. Like it's just ridiculous what they go through over there that – you can't rule it out, but I'd say Buffalo is the one to really circle. Duggan was actually the one that pointed that out first. They're the ones to keep that circled.
Now, you mentioned a little while ago how like the Giants are the most desirable job. We keep getting that hammered down our throats. And obviously, Giants fans everywhere, you hear the name John Harbaugh, you're going to like drool over it. The expectations with this roster, as much as people have knocked Joe Shane, if the Giants were to name John Harbaugh the next 2 weeks a head coach, do you think that immediately the expectation becomes playoffs next year?
Playoffs. I need to see what they do in the all. Not with this roster. No, I mean, I think if you put John Harbaugh on this team and you tell me that Malik Nabers is going to be healthy for 12 games, I think that the Giants are a team that could absolutely be right around the 7-win mark. I mean, I know that's not like great news, but so, I mean, that's just baseline. Like baseline of what we saw, like thinking about the team that what we saw last year. And if you're like, okay, add Harbaugh, add a healthy Malik Nabers, you still had a rookie in Jackson Dart, they're probably sitting around 7 or 8 wins. I do think that because he's going to flip some of those close games. I think he's going to have them more well-prepared. He's a better manager than Kafka, obviously, and I think he's going to get the guys playing harder than what the Giants were at points this year. they still need a lot of pieces on this team. I mean, they need to figure out that defense. You like the talent, but still, I mean, the cornerbacking unit needs some help. I think the safety unit still needs some help. They need some help on the offensive line still. It was the best it's been, but you wonder when the age is going to catch up with them. Like, how much longer can you squeeze the juice out of Greg Van Roten?
So that
how much longer can you stick with JM? I mean, there's pieces there that they still need, but they would absolutely be a team that's around 7 if they have a good offseason, good draft. Yeah, you could see them being 9 or 10 wins. I don't think that's asinine with Harbaugh. If you're look at Harbaugh's career.
I mean,
all he does is win. That's all he does is win.
Well, the reason I asked that question was kind of a setup to say this. If the baseline is 7 wins from hiring a John Harbaugh with this roster in year 5, why the hell is Joe Shane still here?
Well, that's the beauty of it all. I mean, that's the debate that we can have until we're blue in the face. And like, you can build. Here's the thing that I keep telling people is you can build the argument that they needed to blow this whole thing up and turn around and have a front office of, you know, run by Chad Alexander, and then he comes in and brings in John Harbaugh. You know, that's your front office, is you have the new GM and Chad, and then you have Harbaugh, and that's what you've got. Like, you can make that argument, but at the end of the day, Joe Shane has the support of ownership. He has the support of Tim McDonald. He has the support of others within that building, and they believe in him. I mean, so what you're saying, Sean, makes sense. And when Duggan, like I saw Duggan's column, like every argument that you can make makes sense. Like, there is a valid argument to start this over. Like, it's out there. But ultimately, this is what the team believes. And our opinions don't matter. I mean, these are the guys who own the team. So they're the only opinions that matter, and this is what they believe. So they're willing to stick with them now, or at least as it's currently stated.
Talking to Connor Hughes of SNY, what was your biggest takeaway from Aaron Glenn and Darren Mougie yesterday?
They have a plan. they have a plan. No, I think they're going to be very aggressive this offseason. I think this is going to be you know Woody as well as I do. He's not happy with this, and I know he's going to say the right things, but Woody's patient until he's not, and Aaron Glenn knows that, and Darren Mougie knows that, and everybody over in that Jets building knows that. So he's willing to stick to the process and trust the process and do all this stuff. Eventually, he's going to say, "Show me the wins. Show me we're actually headed in the right direction." And he was not okay with the way that they were embarrassed the last 5 weeks of the season. He is not okay with them being a laughingstock. And I can tell you 110%, he's going to turn the heat up on Glenn and Mougie if the Giants end up getting Harbaugh. Like, you know how that works. Like, you know the Giants-Jets dynamic, and we've seen it over times where how the Jets react when the Giants win a Super Bowl, or what, you know, how the Tim Tebow effect was the reaction of the 2011 one. So he is going to look around, and especially if the Giants get Harbaugh and start winning, that's going to turn it up even more for the Jets. So I think this is going to be something this offseason where you see them be very aggressive in free agency. They're going to have a significant budget. I know that. It's not like it's going to be tight like it's been before. They're going to have their budget. They're going to do everything they can to get their quarterback, and they're going to try to build a team that is at the minimum, a team that is competing and competitive. Competing for the playoffs, I'm saying that, but they are a competitive football team, which they were not this year.
They talked about uncovering every stone to find a quarterback. I think the odds are likelier than not that they're just going to take one at number two, whether it's Dante Moore or somehow Fernando Mendoza falls. Do you think that if stars like Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson become available, that they're going to be super aggressive in that route as well?
I think they'll explore it. I think the Kyler Murray one would be something they'd explore more than, because Lamar, now that Harbaugh's gone, Lamar's not going anywhere. So you can cross that one off. And Joe Burrow, I don't see Joe Burrow saying, "Yeah, trade me from the Bengals and all the crap I was dealing with there to, hey, send me over to the Jets." Like, I don't see that happening at all. Like he would, I don't see that happening. But Kyler Murray, I could see that being a possibility paired with a rookie. Like, say, for whatever reason, the Jets, say Dante Moore doesn't come out, or for whatever reason, the Jets are like, "Whoa, red flag, we don't like this guy."
Right.
I could see them going the trade for Kyler Murray and then draft somebody with that Colts pick, whether it's Simpson or somebody else that ends up popping up here during the pre-draft process as the Jackson Dart of this year's draft, drafting him there and then having Kyler Murray start before you eventually turn it over. I could see that happening. I don't think they'll be uber aggressive in something along like the Lamar route or the Burrow route, though.
2 days after Brian Daboll was fired, we had you on. And I said, "Look, you were very good at this last year with predicting Aaron Glenn to be the head coach." And I said, "I'll put you on the spot. I know it's real early. Who's going to be the Giant coach?" And you, I don't know if you remember. Do you remember what you said? Because it's pretty damn impressive.
Did I say Stefanski?
You said Stefanski. Yeah. So my question is, you could stick with it because he's obviously a legitimate candidate. Are you ready to say, "Yeah, it was close, but it's going to be John Harbaugh"?
Yeah, I didn't think Harbaugh was getting fired, I'll be honest with you. I didn't see that happening. I thought I saw that Ravens team, thought they were going to get hot, make the playoffs. They probably should have, and he'd still be this team's coach. and then Tomlin would be doing TV somewhere. But I think I'm going to say it's going to be Harbaugh. There are so many signs right now pointing to him with the Giants, how much they want him. I've heard he wants him too. So it seems like that's going to get done. And it's just a matter of how everything else around Harbaugh is going to work. Does he want to keep Shane? Does he want his own guy? What's going to go on there? But I'll say that I think it's going to be Harbaugh.
I'm going to give you two players real quick. Breece Hall, Dexter Lawrence. Who's most likely to not be in New York next year?
I think they both will be, but Dexter is more likely. The Jets made it pretty. That was the other thing, Evan, is that in that press conference, the Jets made it pretty clear they're going to keep Breece.
I don't know.
I think they'll probably try to just give him like a 3-year contract with $11 million a year. But if not, it'll probably be they'll do the transition tag or the franchise tag just to keep him. I mean, they made it clear that, you know, they want to keep good players and Breece is a good player. So I think Breece is going to be back on the Jets next year. And Dexter is an interesting one because if he doesn't fit in with what some of these guys, the new staff wants, then he has a tradable contract. So I could see that. I could see him being on the move.
Connor, great stuff. We always appreciate it, man. Thanks for coming on.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Connor Hughes, SNY, the latest on the New York Giants. He said it, and I think Giant fans get excited. John Harbaugh is going to be your next head coach. All signs are pointing there. There is a report. Who had it first? My friends at Giants Insider will give them the credit that John's going to interview on Thursday. That's what they're reporting.
Oh, man. Thursday's tomorrow.
Yeah, isn't Stefanski today?
Yeah, so the first interview Stefanski took was Giants. That would mean the first interview Harbaugh's taken is the Giants.
Wow.
Oh, my
so
God.
So this could move very quickly to the point where they're not patient, which I suggested earlier. You're going to get John Harbaugh. How you feel over there?
After all the crap we have been put through as fans.
Are you going to cry?
I'm not going to cry yet. If you tell me that we stumbled accidentally maybe into a franchise quarterback and John Harbaugh is the head coach, Evan, I got news for you. We're going to see a parade in the middays.
Well, I already told you we are, so it's not going to be the Giants.
Well, you said Harbaugh wins his third Super Bowl with Jackson Dart.
You already predicted it.
Get the mittens out. February, outside, cold. Let's go.